Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for game 3 of 6 between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos at MGM Park. It's time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by reliever Ryan Brady. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us.
Yep, thanks, Javik, for having me.
How much fun has it been for you over this past month? You're really piling together those scoreless outings.
Oh, man, it's been super fun, but honestly, now at this point in the season, I've had, you know, so many outings that I can't recall what happens in each and every one. It's just when my name's called, go out there and get outs. And so that's kind of my mindset. And but having a great time, super happy to have this opportunity to keep playing baseball.
Well, and it is your first full professional season. This is more baseball in a year than you've ever played before in your life. What's it been like adapting to that big 138-game schedule?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a grind, but I remember in college just, like, kind of daydreaming with some of my teammates about, you know, what if we could do this all the time? Like, I mean, 100 and however many games is a lot, and it's a long season from – you know, April to September, but it's awesome being able to do this every single day, come out to the baseball field, play in front of a crowd, and not have to worry about, you know, going home and turning in an assignment by midnight. And so I'm super happy to be here. You know, I feel like I show up to the ballpark thankful every day that this is what I get to do, because I think this is the coolest job in the world. But yeah, it's just been super fun.
When you said it, this is your job. 13 months ago, you were finishing up college. You were handing in those papers to end the year. And now you're here, and this is your job. How incredible is that? And do you look back on that and go, wow, 13 months ago, that paper to finish out my last class at college really doesn't matter that much anymore.
Yeah. So actually, I still haven't quite graduated. I still have a few credits that I need to take that hopefully I'll get taken care of this offseason. But it's awesome to have this as a job, even cooler than, you know, when you're a kid, you always say you dream of, I mean, every little kid wants to play in the MLB, in the NBA, in the NFL, but being here and, like, knowing, like, this is my job, it feels pretty cool. And it's just super fun. It's definitely a different grind than I imagine, just, you know, showing up to the field every day, getting your work in, making sure you're taking care of your body, getting your workouts in every week, trying to time it right with when you think you might pitch, but being careful because you don't, as a reliever, you don't really ever know. You just got to be ready. So, it's awesome.
Talking about a big 138-game season and things you can do, you added in a 90-mile-per-hour slider during the season. What was the process to add a new pitch, let alone a 90-mile-an-hour slider that's been getting guys swinging and missing left and right?
Yeah, so it's kind of funny how it came about. It was just 1 week. You know, for a couple of weeks, I felt like hitters were kind of getting on my pitches because I had, you know, I had a fastball in the low 90s, and then my off-speed pitches were in the low 80s. So there was a 10-mile-an-hour difference where it makes a swing decision for the hitter a little bit easier. And so my pitching coach in Wisconsin, Drew Thomas, he was like, you know, let's try something. And so he had me try out a couple different grips in the bullpen one day. And then the following outing, like a couple days later, maybe the next day, after my first inning, I came in and he was like, why didn't you throw the pitch? And I was like, well, I've thrown it once in a bullpen. He's like, try it. And since then, I've you know, just slowly gained trust in it, and it's been working. And it worked that first time, and so just keep on throwing it. And really thankful to Drew Thomas for guiding me on that.
So it took you one pitch in a bullpen, and then you're like, all right, we're good to go.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't my mindset, but that was my pitching coach who, you know, clearly had faith in me. He's like, go ahead and use it. Like, it's ready to go. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll try it. And it worked out well.
Well, and now here you are in Double-A getting guys out on it.
Yeah.
How does that pair so well with your other off-speed pitch? You talk about the 10-mile-an-hour difference. That kind of splits the difference down the middle.
Yeah, exactly. So it splits the difference, which if I can show those pitches to the hitters, then if they're, you know, expecting, you know, a 93 mile an hour fastball or an 81 mile an hour slider, and then they see something in the middle like 88, 87, maybe 90 miles an hour, that moves, like, it just makes their swing decision much later. And so they kind of have to decide, and if it comes in looking like a fastball and then I'm able to get it to just drop down out of the zone, it's a really good two-strike pitch that will get a lot of chase if I execute it well. And sometimes if I back it up a little bit, then it still has a chance of getting, you know, a rollover ground ball. And I can still get outs.
So. What a fun backdoor 89 mile an hour slider is very, very fun to watch.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, thanks so much for joining us today. Best luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.